In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now that Ashley's about ready to leave the room for a moment, we'll talk about her. This being the Feast of Pentecost, it is always appropriate to be baptizing new members into the body of Christ. We will pray for Ashley to receive the gifts of the Spirit in a few moments. And when we pray for her to receive the gifts of the Spirit, there are various qualities in her life that will be impacted by that gift of God's Spirit in her. We will pray for a Spirit to know and to love God, Spirit to seek and serve, a Spirit to be able to appreciate the joy and wonder in God's creation. All of those gifts of the Spirit are really essential for living. And when we live, we witness to God's love. We witness to God's truth. When we live, we are in fact preaching the truth that we heard about today. I think it's a little bit different today because we heard the gospel preached in several languages. We heard Seamus read in Spanish, is one of his other tongues. We heard Bronwyn preach the word in Armenian because that's another one of her tongues. And we heard Carol read the gospel in Navajo. All of these are languages that people are waiting to hear the good news in. Oh, by the way, we heard Ed read it in New Jersey. New York. There's a big difference. But the reality is that whatever language we use to communicate the good news of God in Christ, we do it best by the way we live. The way we live is the best way of communicating God's love, God's truth, and God's promise. When we baptize Ashley into this communion, we are baptizing her into the work of God's people. Now, she doesn't have to do a whole lot of work right at the moment other than to just be herself. But even that communicates God's love. So, we give thanks for the gifts of the Spirit. We give thanks for the life that Ashley will grow up to witness in and through. But most of all, we give thanks to God Himself for His gift of love and life and truth and hope. So, let's get on with the baptism.